Well, good afternoon, and on behalf of the Manufacturing Business Association and Money Radio WPSE, thank you for joining us for Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the MBA Business Magazine, and I'd like to welcome a special guest to the studio, Michael Colpoise, Senior Vice President at National Fuel Gas Distribution. Welcome, Michael. We are so glad you could join us. Well, the MBA has always had a great relationship with National Fuel, and we're happy to have you here to talk about the company, its role in our community, and a rather remarkable milestone this year, its 120th anniversary. But before we get into those topics, we'd like to familiarize our listeners with your background. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about you and your role at National Fuel.
Well, thanks for having me, Karen. Again, my name is Mike Colpoise. I'm a senior vice president at National Fuel Gas Distribution Corporation, where I oversee all of our utility field operations and our New York and Pennsylvania divisions. In addition to that, I lead our corporate security group and our Pennsylvania government affairs groups. And I also serve as a director on our National Fuel Gas Company Foundation Board. I've been at National Fuel since 1987. And over the course of that almost 35 years, I've held numerous leadership positions throughout the company and its subsidiaries. On a personal note, you know, my wife and I, Noelle, are both from Buffalo, and we've been in Northwest PA for the last 35 years working for National Fuel. And we have three kids who are all grown and out of the house. And from an education standpoint, I got my undergraduate degree at Clarkson University, and I have a master's degree from Penn State Barron.
Well, what a great career journey, and we're so glad to hear you've made it happen here in this region. So let's find out a little bit more about National Fuel itself. National Fuel Gas Company distributes and transports natural gas to hundreds of thousands of customers in Western New York and Northwest Pennsylvania. So please provide us with a little bit more information, a snapshot of the company.
Certainly, happy to do so. We're a very interesting and unique company. We're the only company in the country that's directly involved in all aspects of the natural gas value chain. You know, and as we like to say it, from the wellhead to the burner tip. So we operate an integrated collection of natural gas and oil assets across four business segments. There's an exploration and production business that we're in, a gas gathering business that we're in, pipeline and storage, transmission company that we own, and then the utility as well. We have more than 2,200 dedicated employees at National Fuel. Our exploration and production company is Seneca Resources. They produce natural gas in the Marcellus and Utica shale fields in north central PA. And we control mineral rights to about 1.2 million acres in Pennsylvania, which is the largest mineral position of any company operating in that shale play. Our company's midstream business are focused on expanding and modernizing pipeline infrastructure to provide outlets for natural gas production. And this work has included over $2 billion in investments, all in PA, since 2010. You know, and that's been carried out by our National Fuel Gas Midstream and our National Fuel Gas Supply Company subsidiaries. Finally, our distribution corporation, which is the utility, is the most likely familiar company to your listeners. We provide safe, reliable, and affordable natural gas utility services to more than 2 million residents in Western New York and Northwestern PA. Our headquarters is in Buffalo, New York, well, Williamsville, actually, a suburb of Buffalo. And our operating footprint for the utility is, again, Western New York and Northwest Pennsylvania. Our utilities invested $350 million in system modernization since 2016, and we have the lowest gas rates of all utilities in PA. And this is mainly due to the abundant supply of low-cost natural gas in this region. And because of that, our customer bills in PA have declined nearly 50% since 2008, which is quite a feat when, you know, we're talking about these inflationary times.
No, that's definitely great news. A lot of good things happening for our listeners to find out about and some new information I wasn't aware of. So you have a lot of great information to share with us, but some remarkable news as well. So 2022 is a major milestone year for National Fuel. You're marking your 120th year. You mentioned you were founded in 1902 in Williamsville, New York, a suburb of Buffalo. Tell us what this milestone means to the organization.
It means a few things, Karen. Interestingly, we were one of the first gas utilities in the United States. And I won't bore you with the details of the long history of how we got to where we're at today. But to us, it's a testament to the hard work and dedication of all of our employees throughout our history. I mentioned earlier, we have 2,200 people who come to work every day to try to provide this service to our customers. And without them, we wouldn't have achieved this milestone. And it's also due to the foresight and vision of our company leaders and our ability to adapt to changing market conditions throughout this past 120 years. As you can imagine, things have changed and are changing constantly in our business. And then finally, I believe it speaks to the overall value of our product, really, in the service that we provide to our customers. You know, without that, we certainly wouldn't be able to have survived this long. And we provide safe and reliable service that delivers our product safely and seamlessly to customers almost 100% of the time.
Well, service does matter, and congratulations on that anniversary. And we know that history and experience are important to have when it comes to the topic of energy. You know, as the world looks to diversify its energy mix, natural gas is becoming increasingly important. We all know that natural gas is a clean, efficient, and safe fuel, and it's a popular choice in a wide variety of commercial and industrial operations. But we also recognize your industry faces ongoing challenges. So Mike, tell us about how NFG is meeting those challenges.
That's a good question, Karen. You know, our industry is in the midst of a significant transformation as states, regions, and countries around the world push aggressively toward a low carbon economy. We are very committed to improving the sustainability initiatives and building long-term value for all of our stakeholders when it comes to that low carbon economy. For example, you know, we've established significant methane intensity reduction targets for each of our businesses, as well as overall greenhouse gas emission reduction targets. For example, in our utility, we have a target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 70% from 1990 levels by 2030 and 90% by 2050. And we also have cross-functional teams working on solutions for integrating greater volumes of renewable natural gas into our system. And we're examining the potential use of hydrogen and carbon capture technologies for use in our system as well. Ultimately, we expect to achieve significant decarbonization that meets emission goals while preserving access to low-cost, reliable, and resilient energy for consumers throughout our service territory so that we're still thriving 120 years from now.
Well, those are some pretty impressive developments and a lot of information I don't think our readers may have been aware of. And like many businesses, it's been a roller coaster year for the natural gas market. So tell us about FG's outlook for 2022.
2022 is poised to be another strong year for the company, Karen. We recently completed the FM100 modernization and expansion project, which is the largest project ever for our pipeline and storage business, just in December of 2021. This is going to provide a valuable long-term outlet for Seneca's production and support further development of our natural gas reserves and growth of our wholly owned gathering assets. Our utilities continuing working to invest in the modernization of our network and system while maintaining our commitments to servicing our customers, and delivering cost-effective energy supplies through our safe, reliable, and resilient pipeline system. And we remain committed to our role in that energy transition, as I earlier discussed. So we look to further reduce our emissions profile and make progress against our emission reduction targets.
Well, Mike, that sounds like some more good news for our listeners. And speaking of good news, I did want to touch upon this. The NFG is not only a major employer, but also a major donor to charitable organizations in our community. So tell us about your philanthropy efforts.
Sure, Karen. Well, our National Fuel Gas Company Foundation is a private foundation, and it's funded entirely by National Fuel through shareholder and employee funds to establish National Fuel's commitment to the community through philanthropic donations. Since its inception in 2005, Our foundation and our employees have given more than $22 million to charitable organizations. Our focus areas include the underserved populations, education, community vitality, and veteran services. At our recent quarterly foundation meeting, we approved $157,000 in grants to community nonprofits, including annual donations to the many food banks within our service territory, which is key during this pandemic.
Absolutely. And it sounds like there's a lot of great things happening at NFG. And Mike, finally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think speaking generally, it's really important for all the citizens of the Commonwealth to understand the opportunity that we have by residing on top of one of the largest natural gas fields in the world with the Marcellus and Utica shales. Now, there's transformational economic opportunity that we have in Pennsylvania with our low-cost feedstock for increasing manufacturing, job opportunities, and energy affordability for all. Across the nation, you know, many policymakers are in the race to transition our nation's energy supply toward intermittent resources. There's a need for all of us to become more educated on energy issues and systems. For example, there's very little discussion surrounding environmental and social impacts of mining the many rare earth minerals necessary for the manufacture of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, etc. Not to mention the fact that China controls the vast majority of the production of these minerals. And there's not much discussion regarding the disposal of them once their useful life is completed as well. It's also important to note that our energy independence and the position in the world impacts questionable actors such as Russia. We are presently able to deliver natural gas to Europe and Ukraine, for example. And Russia has used energy delivery as a weapon in the past and continues to do so in that part of the world, as you can see in recent news stories. And then we all need to understand the impacts of policies as they relate to the environmental impact, affordability, and especially reliability. It's very important for all of us to educate ourselves on all of these topics. And it's apparent that there's a long-term need for reliable, weather-hardened infrastructure to serve the energy needs of our region and our nation. We've got the necessary infrastructure and resources in place to continue to provide these critical supplies. National Fuel firmly believes that responsibly produced natural gas, backed by our resilient and safely operated pipeline delivery infrastructure, will remain an important part of the nation's energy solution, and we envision a long and healthy future for our company and our industry.
Well, all good things to know and think about in the coming year. Thank you, Michael. That was a lot of great, helpful information. We're so glad you could join us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm Karen Torres, signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.